Nicely with Martin Bester.
Hello, Sammy Hall says.
Hello.
Gaan met jou?
Gedankie en jylle.
Right. Yeah, yes, you're nogal proud East Rand, am I right? Because we were talking about hoods just now.
Yes. Yes.
Neighborhoods, cool neighborhoods.
Well, I wouldn't say cool. I would say tough. And we know what is watting.
What
and
is watting?
Our restaurant's chairs and tables isn't in the street.
Oh, is this a swipe at Linden?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. Oh, that happened.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. You, so you keep practical. It. You keep it off the pavement.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Because I don't want to sit in traffic.
Ever.
When I don't have to.
Isn't that the thing though with the Easter? You actually can't have it on the pavement because of all the people, you know, throwing donuts in the streets as well.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
Sure.
What's happening? Is it on now?
I'm what just saying, you know.
It's on now.
Oh I wasn't gosh. There that day. Because I want donuts. I would be looting donuts.
That's probably rev. Yeah, and then Finden.
Wow. It's also called parking.
Yes, like, yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's Tuesday night. Gaan we goed?
Dit gaan goed. Op pad
heen toe. How are you?
Julle weet die eerste keer toe ek hier was, ek dink laas jaar somewhere, toe praat ek oor die robots.
Yes.
In Midrand wat nie werk nie.
Oh, ja.
Proud to announce, vir oggend toe ek heen toe kom, twee van hulle is gefixed.
Wow.
No. Listen, let me tell you something, and I know the reason. We figured it out.
Yeah.
Because we also asked. It's because of G20.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's the theory.
Yeah.
That's from very cynical people. They know who they are, but last night, coming from the airport, let me tell you, the R21 is a joy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Love the R21.
I saw it from the plane flying in. It's just one long line of lights.
Yeah, because they all work now.
Guys, I'll tell you now, I mean, sometimes the pilots get confused. They're like, where are we landing?
Yeah.
Now, there only used to be the lights at the airport, right. Which is helpful. Now there's also all the lights on the R21.
I think R21 must get highway of the country. There needs to be a prize
for R21. Right? Yes. Just for cool hoods. The coolest freeway in the country, ladies and gentlemen, for 2025-26.
Heard it here first.
The runner-up
yes.
is at the moment, pre-G20, is yeah. the N1.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Is it?
It depends between which stretch of the N1 you're talking about.
Yeah.
There's like just a little stretch. You're like, oh, this is great. Yeah. And then,
But the winner is definitely the R21. Yeah. That's fantastic. And also Midrand at the moment. I figured it out now. So they figure out where will the G20 people drive.
Yeah.
Because there are some roads like now Marpius. I can tell you they're not driving there. Fastly. Allah. There's not one. Not even remotely. I'm on drive with the bright sun.
Uh-huh.
Everyone's flashing each other because you forget your bright sun.
Yes.
It is ridiculous.
No,
so thanks for figuring it out. You've got a brand new show coming up. We're going to talk about that in a moment. And then also weirdly, spotted something that you spoke about, and I think we should talk about it some more, and that is when you go for a job interview. Maybe you're on your way to one this morning. Listen up.
You're with your morning family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.
It's Live La Vida Loca, people.
Yes.
It's Live La Vida Loca. When I hear the song, it makes me want to wear loose-fitting palazzo pants and sandals.
In a beautiful like stone color.
Yes.
Yes.
And white.
Oh, white.
And one of those sandals that only hold the one toe.
Oh, your big
right,
toe. Yes.
Right, right. And you only need like two buttons on your shirt.
Yes.
Nice.
Live it. La vida. Loca.
Very loca.
Not the weather for it, but hey, we'll make it happen. Sammy's from Sammy Hall says on social media, you're an observer. You observe things, and I love it. That's what we do as well. People call us cynical. But when you observe things, you know, and every now and then you stir a little bit.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay. That's what your show does as well, right? Your live show.
Yeah, so I've observed the fact that people ask stupid questions of the time. And normally they know the answer, but they'll still ask the question.
Yeah.
Because they want to fill the silence. I don't have an issue with silence because then I can observe. And then I get content. So, I mean, win-win.
It's an opportunity.
Yeah,
it's an opportunity. When is your next show?
Sunday.
Oh.
You see, what happened was... I don't think things through. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? I want to do a Pretoria show because according to people who think Centurion is not in Pretoria, I haven't done one yet.
Oh, that's also...
So it's my very first Pretoria show because it's mainland. Is that Pretoria? Yes. Can we safely say that?
Yeah. Safely Pretoria.
Yes. That is the Dwyf suburb, Dwyf beat.
Wonderlijk.
Van Pretoria.
Ja, so toe dink ek, okay, kom ons doen 'n show, maar toe boek ek die show soos 3 weke terug. Toe sê ek van, okay, maar mense moet seker kans hê om die, jy weet, te sien ek's daar. Maar whatever, ons wing it. Why not? Maar een van die plekke waar jy die meeste stupid questions kry, is maar in die werkplek, en vooral as jy gaan vir 'n interview.
You know, I was going to ask you about this. This is what you had to say about it on your platform.
Why do you want to work here at We Don't Give a Shit About You Incorporated? I found that being able to pay your bills is much nicer than not being able to pay your bills. Also, being able to afford food is much nicer than not being able to afford food.
Does that work as an answer, though? Because right. I also sometimes, I jokingly, when people say to me, how do you get up this early to do a morning show? My answer is debt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's not, and it's funny, people laugh,
but it's not funny.
Why would you want this job? Well...
Well, you know, debit orders. Hello.
Yeah. Can you just outright say, because I need the money?
No.
Is that bad? Are we still stuck in that whole, it's a bad reason to work?
Yeah, no. Apparently, you need to lie to them and tell them that, you know, you feel like your spirit really needs to be working here at this particular.
Okay, right.
And how it will bring you fulfillment on a spiritual level and on a more, you need to fluff it up.
Yeah, like I'm really passionate about fruit packing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And how that is exported through to other places and that kind of stuff.
But from your store.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
If another store like yours comes along and offers me more money, double, I'll say no.
Oh,
I don't want your money.
Your
I want
competitor's
to work.
Fruit is gross.
Yeah. I don't like it. I can't sell it. I don't believe in it.
I have a passion.
I believe in yours.
For phone answering.
Does that answer work though? No.
No. And at work, you kind of... And, you know, it's a whole thing. Like they would say... you know, why do you want to work at our company? Or they will say, tell me a little bit more about yourself.
Now, that's dangerous.
The process was you typed up a CV.
Yes.
With all of your accomplishments.
Yeah.
You did a cover letter where you just highlighted who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you load it online, then you have to refill in all of that information into that platform. And then you have to sit in front of them and repeat everything that you already put there.
For a third time.
Because, I mean, when they say, tell me about yourself, they want to know about those things. They don't want to know about how your road rage works, like how angry do you get? Or last night I cried because the peanut butter was finished. They don't want to know that.
No.
Or do they?
True story.
But that's the part that irritates me because we've just established that they want authenticity.
Uh-huh. Right?
They want you to be real. They want authenticity. They want buy-in. They want passion.
Honesty.
The big P word. A little posse here. They want passion. But if you answer authentically, passionately, they don't want that.
Yeah, I spent my weekend listening to murder podcasts. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Here at the doctor's office.
Perfect.
Yeah.
thank you, Pastor. Yeah. When can I start?
Exactly. But it does subtly let them know that you know how to dispose of a body.
That's exactly why.
So,
yeah,
I mean, win-win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Like, when I applied for the job here for this morning show, I said to them, I am literally the worst person. I hate getting up early.
Okay.
Did you really say that?
I said, I'm grumpy in the morning.
Yeah.
It is a massive effort for me to smile in the first place, let alone fake happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, at 6 o'clock in the morning, who wants to be... And then the
response was like, that's perfect.
But that's perfect. Because grumpy is entertaining.
And then they... held up a little piece of paper.
And you went back, you know
with
what?
With a number written on it. And I said, I absolutely love the weekend.
Yeah.
I will play it for you right now. I love this kind of music. I love being awake now. It's joy for me. Love it.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.
Maybe you're on your way to an interview, a job interview. I suppose in our industry it works differently. They call them auditions.
Yeah.
Which is, it kills your soul and your will to live. It really does, because you literally become a number.
There's nothing better than getting that number that you stick onto your jacket.
Yes.
And then they go, side profiles, please, and just show me your hands. And it's just joy.
It's and it's a high joy. Number. Yeah. You're in the hundreds.
100 and something, oh, yeah.
You're sitting there with your competitors.
Uh-huh. All just staring at each other. Yeah, it's
you just stare at that other person, and you're like, you can't play the role of a man in his 30s. What are you doing here? That's how auditions go. But for average people doing, you know, normal jobs, not this kind of nonsense we do, you go for a job interview. How do they expect you to be honest in those things? Mm-hmm. If you are honest, you'd come across as crazy.
Completely.
Mm-hmm. You think you're crazy. Susanna Nefurirge said, last night I cried because my peanut butter. I didn't have peanut butter and I really felt like
That's
it.
A true story that happened to me.
Did you get the job? No.
Why should we hire you? Didn't you say you were looking for someone?
Why should we hire you? Because I'm better than the other people. Is that also not an answer?
No.
How do you
I
answer these
not.
Questions?
Why should we hire you? Yeah. I need a halkie. Yeah. Honestly.
No. But I mean, you don't do you don't go for job things anymore. You've got studios and things now.
Yes. Well.
You're self-employed.
I'm self-employed, which is great sometimes. Sometimes mm-hmm. not. Mm-hmm. But. The only stupid questions I answer is questions from myself. I have employees, but it's just me with different wigs on.
Okay.
So
nice.
I've reached that level of psychosis.
Practical.
It's the awful thing about, you know, because self-employment, it's the dream. But starting your own business,
Yeah, it has its challenges and you start speaking to yourself. But I wouldn't trade it for the world. I'm having a great time.
Some people aren't made to work for bosses.
I totally get that.
Or once you move away from that world, going back is impossible.
Did you ever do a normal job?
Yes, I did. I did, actually.
How normal was it?
I worked for a financial services company.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you do cold calling?
Not necessarily cold calling, but there was a sales aspect to it, yeah.
Did you offer someone a pen?
No,
for a holiday.
Thank goodness. I had to deal with
all your questions, by the way.
I had to deal with brokers and they like long lunches, thank goodness.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Did you do that?
I used to do telesales.
Oh, sure.
I cried every day, the whole day. Because I also don't want to call you and ask you to buy my stuff. I don't want to.
Shame. I feel.
And then it's like, stop calling me. You're a miserable person. And then I'm like, I know.
I feel so bad. That is a tough gig.
Awful job.
That's a tough gig, eh? Sales. Sure. Telesales. And someone's got to do it.
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah. But they just call you at the wrong time. When is the right time?
Never. No, that was an awful job.
I've often thought about it because you think to yourself, why would you call now? But then you can, when should they call?
Thank you. When would be the good time to call
Start
you?
Start of the day is the worst. Yeah. Then mid-morning's terrible. Lunch, obviously not. In the afternoon, what are you even thinking? I'm tired. I'm over the day.
Literally never a good time.
After the work, that is
disrespectful.
Insane.
Yeah.
Have you ever mistakenly answered one of those calls? Where you weren't sure and then you answer and you're like, oh, they got me.
I know. And then I feel so bad that I actually buy the product. No, I don't.
No. I lie. I'm just busy. Can you, after one, please, and then I'll be ready for
That's terrible.
Really?
No.
I never do any of that. I literally just go, no, thank you, and put the phone down.
I'm somewhere in between. I hear the story and then gracefully decline.
And then, sorry.
So I win.
And then your bosses listens to the calls. And you are not allowed to just say, oh, okay, thank you.
You have to
have a response for everything.
And then it's like,
I know.
All right. Yeah. Thank you for coming.
You're old and you sound sick. You need this. I'll do well at it. Did you ever have a normal job?
I did. I also did telesales. I was really bad at it though, because the company that I was working for, I felt weren't doing enough for the people that I was calling. So I was calling the clients of this company. And then I would kind of be on the client side and be like, I agree, this company is terrible. And they would say, that's not how this game works. And then I also did roofing. I used to sell roofing to people. So fix your roof tiles or your thatching.
Can't say that on air.
Why?
Roofing. Hmm. You. What kind of roofing?
No, not roofing.
Oh.
Roofs of homes.
Like tiles and
stuff. Not you're weirder.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, roofing.
No, guys, that's just actual roofing.
I was looking for the door.
The industries are growing.
You must understand, when I talk about in our industry about normal jobs, I mean as in, you know, what we do is abnormal.
Yes.
Yes.
It is.
It's not better. It's not cooler. It's just a little bit strange sometimes. Yes. Could be a very strange
energy.
I went
for an audition yesterday.
Did you?
I've gone for a couple.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm under the impression now that I'm terrible at it.
For actress?
Yeah.
For a part?
Yeah.
A commercial or a TV show?
Yesterday's one was for a commercial. Okay. And while I was doing the audition, I thought to myself, this, what I'm doing now, is not normal.
Yeah. No, but you do hear me. Exactly.
It is so odd.
Was there dialogue or wasn't there? Because if there's not
dialogue.
Yeah, see, that makes it even weirder.
And for me, it's fine with facial expressions, but then the stuff that I don't want to give too much away, but I was just like, this is not normal. No. I feel like a child playing make-believe.
Yeah. But thank you. But that's exactly what I mean. Nothing about it is usual. You know, you stand there, you're a dog, but you're a dog with pink hair, and also you're a dog that doesn't bark, you're a dog that mouths, but also you're a dog that mouths that hates fish. Okay, go.
And on the count of three, a fish comes over your head.
Yes. Yeah, and
it ends with
strange.
Okay, hold that, hold it, hold that.
Like, should we do it again? But be like a happier dog.
Did you get the part?
I don't know. I went yesterday.
Just yesterday.
You go and then.
What was the director's name? We'll talk to them. This is a live morning show. We get away with it a lot.
I'm calling in my contacts.
You better give Sammy that job.
If you're hearing this,
don't
make us.
If you want
something.
If you want us to buy that product, bro.
Yeah, Sammy is the one to sell it.
Okay. I'm only buying it if Sammy sells it.
And then the brief says women in her 30s. Yeah. And then I have to look more women in 30s than all of the other people.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, did you have to put makeup on to look older?
No, this was a no makeup part, which worked for me because I never wear makeup. To normal editions, I go without makeup. Maybe that's why I haven't gotten one.
I know. When I got this job, I was in makeup, and now they are having second thoughts. That's what it is. Sammy, it's so good to see you. You got to go see Sammy's show. She's just a bundle of joy and so sharp. She really is. Follow her on social media.
Stop it out.
It's very Sondag.
Hierdie Sondag, kaartjies is op Quicket, en ek dink ons kan kaartjies weggee as jy wil.
Absolutely.
So, twee tickets.
It's live. I can do if I like. And I'm paid until 9 o'clock.
It is your show and you can do what you will.
Sure. That's how it works.
Yeah, why not?
Sammy's show in Pretoria. The theatre's called the...
It's by Pretoria Hotel Fire and Ice, Mainland.
Oh, yes, of course, that one. Get your tickets on Quicket. I'll tell you how you can win some as well. That is all coming up. Great to see you. I hope you get the part. Keep laughing. Sammy Hall says, everybody. More
what did you guys drink this morning? It must be really good.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester, Jacaranda FM.